from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Every day is my time to shine, Evan. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. All right, I did watch the full Hall of Fame game before it was cut short by scoring. And one thing that I didn't know going in that I kept coming back to, God, how many of these heap of trash players were on our team? And there were quite a few last night making plays.
Really?
So it had me thinking, who were the five players in last night's game that tells us the Jets and Giants are in better shape this year than in years past? All right? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Tommy Sweeney, local product, local tight end, scored a touchdown in the preseason for the Giants last year.
I don't even remember that name.
Okay, so he was Tommy DeVito's favorite target in the preseason. They both were Jersey kids. Okay. Tommy Sweeney had an unfortunate injury, or he was on track, likely to make the team as a tight end last year.
Okay.
So seeing him in the third quarter or the second quarter catch a touchdown last night dawned on me. Boy, that Giant tight end room must be pretty improved.
Right, so back up. What happened to him last year?
I forgot. He had like a medical incident. I don't think it was a straight injury.
Got it.
That ended. I don't exactly remember.
So what team is he on, Houston or Chicago?
Here's the best part. I'm going to give you this whole list. The Texans changed their uniforms, okay? Yes. I don't know if you guys noticed this.
Oh, I did.
And they were white.
Their white uniforms now look like the Bear Road uniforms.
I completely agree.
So
I was distracted for the first quarter. I was so bothered by that.
I watched most of this game in the pool and no regular players were on the field. I don't think I know who was on either team.
The only reason I knew was because of the kick. Like, when it started, I knew the kicker, Santos. I was like, oh, okay, that's the Bears. But they don't have the white.
Cairo Santos.
What the heck is going on here?
Yeah, a couple of them I know. But Sweeney, I forgot. But anyway, here we go.
Number four.
Dante Pettis. You might remember him, Giant fans.
Was he a receiver?
He was a receiver, then became one of Daniel Jones' favorite targets for a few games a couple of years ago. And he is now returning and botching punts in the third quarter of the Hall of Fame game, which tells you the kind of player he is.
Very nice.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Brett Rippon.
Brett Rippon.
Brett is playing snaps in the Hall of Fame game. That was an enticing option for the Jets at quarterback.
He was the one quarterback last year that didn't play.
Yeah.
They brought him in, and he was like,
But down that count, when you're playing quarterback in the Hall of Fame game, it's time to rethink.
Brett Rippon also faced the Jets in a prime time. Wasn't it a prime time game?
I believe so. Here we go.
Number two.
The star of last night's game was Colin Johnson. Just 24 months ago, he was starting opposite Kenny Golladay in training camp with the Giants.
Right.
So much so that when you went to the Giants website to buy jerseys, he was one of like the five jerseys you could buy.
Wow.
And now,
I thought he was going to make the team.
Yeah, he got hurt. Training camp wonder. And of course, now Bears fans are going to get duped. He was a Bear.
Listen, man, you never know with these training camp wonders. They could turn into Victor Cruz. Yeah, it's always possible.
I've been through a couple camps with Colin Johnson. Newsflash, Chicago, not happening. Here we go.
Number one.
And last but not least, a guy last night before the storm came in was scrambling and actually animatedly angry at teammates because they weren't making plays for him. His name is Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle played?
Tim Boyle was the quarterback for one of these teams in the third quarter. When the storms came in last night, and he was angry, and Troy Aikman started to defend him at the end of the broadcast, going, you can't blame him, the O-line, this, that, and the other thing. Tim Boyle started Black Friday versus the Miami Dolphins last year, and now is only good enough to be playing in the third quarter of the Hall of Fame game.
There's this chart now I have on my tablet that features every quarterback depth chart in the NFL. So I can tell you that Tim Boyle is the fourth quarterback for the Houston Texans.
And he started on Black Friday. here when we thought the Jets were still in it.
That's right. I'll never forget that. So, I mean,
and some of you were calling for him.
Yeah.
Hold on. I defend that. We were calling for him because Zach Wilson was so bad. Where's he on depth charts right now? He's third in Denver behind Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix.
So Bo Nix is the rookie first rounder.
Okay.
And Jarrett Stidham is the presumptive starter.
And Jarrett Stidham stinks. So keep it in mind that when we called for Tim Boyle, yes, we called for the fourth string quarterback in Chicago or Houston because the guy who's the third string quarterback in Denver was the starter. It kind of makes sense.
Let's be real. If Zach Wilson was on either the Bears or the Texans, he would have been playing in the third quarter.
That is true.
So that's Cinco Day 5-0. Congrats, Jets and Giants fans. We don't have this heap of trash.
Thank you, Sean.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.